Now we'll hear from Wisconsin's top election official about our state's voting process and what voters need to know before heading to the polls for the August 11th partisan primary.
Megan Wolf is administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. WPR host Brady Carlson spoke with her last week.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
This is a primary election, so what is a Wisconsin voter going to see when they look at that ballot for the first time, both in terms of the races they'll see and candidates from which political parties?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a partisan primary is different than a general election in that you're voting for who you want to continue onto the general election ballot in November. And so in August, you're going to pick who are the people that you want to continue on to the big election in November. And so what it means to have a partisan primary, and in Wisconsin, we have what's called an open partisan primary, is you get to choose which party you'd like to vote in their primary, and you can only choose one. And so a voter, when they get their ballot, they're going to see that they have options for a lot of statewide races, congressional races, some county and local races that are partisan, and you're only going to be eligible to vote within one party's primary. If you cross over and vote in two parties' primary, that's what's called an overvote. And then your votes in that those contests on that ballot are not going to count. And so voters really need to pay attention to the instructions that are on the ballot and the instructions that come from your local municipal clerk to ensure that they are filling out their ballot correctly so that their vote will be counted within one of the party's primaries.
Let's talk a little bit about how they get that ballot. Of course, a lot of voters cast their votes in polling places on Election Day, but that's not the only option here. Can you first briefly walk us through the way that someone could do what's called in-person absentee ballot?
Absolutely. In-person absentee voting happens in the 2 weeks before an election or a primary. So in the 2 weeks prior to the election, you can find out where in-person absentee is offered in your community. You can actually go to myvote.wi.gov. And if your local municipality has hours and locations for in-person absentee, you may see them there. Or you may see contact information for your local clerk where you can contact them and ask them where and when are they conducting in-person absentee. In larger communities, they'll often have much more broad hours and more locations where you can do that in-person absentee. In smaller communities like our towns, our many, many towns here in Wisconsin, your clerk may have in-person absentee by appointment where you need to set up a time to meet with your town clerk to do in-person absentee voting. And so go to myvote.wi.gov and type in your address. And then you're going to see contact information for your local clerk or hours and locations in your community where you can engage with in-person absentee. But again, that happens in the 2 weeks prior to an election.
That website that you mentioned, the MyVote website, is also a way where you can request a ballot be sent to you that you can mail back. What are you advising people this time around when it comes to voting via the mail, given that there's greater concern about making sure that all of the requirements are met on a ballot and that the ballots are in the hands of election clerks at the time that they need to be counted?
So if you're going to vote by mail, the guidance is to return that ballot, if you're returning it by mail, at least 10 days before the election. And the more time you can allow yourself, the better chance that that ballot is going to make it back in time to be counted. Here in the state of Wisconsin, sometimes people are surprised to hear that our law says ballots must be received in the hands of your municipal clerk by 8 p.m. on election day in order to be counted. And so it's really important. We don't have laws like some other states where it can be postmarked by election day and then received later. It has to be back to your clerk by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted. And so it's really, really important that if you're returning your ballot by mail, get that back in the mail as soon as possible. Or if you're able to, you can explore other options like returning it in person to your municipal clerk or if they have drop boxes in your community, calling your municipal clerk and finding out where those drop boxes are and what opportunities you have to return that in person to make sure your clerk has got it by election day in order to be counted. Another important thing about our law here in Wisconsin is once you've returned that ballot, so once you put it in the mail, once you give it back to your clerk, you are not able to spoil it and get another ballot, even if it doesn't arrive in time. So let's say you put your ballot in 5 days before the election and you go to myvote.wi.gov to see if your clerk received it back. If the clerk has not received it back by election day, but you've returned it, you're not going to be eligible to get a ballot at the polls on election day because you've already returned your ballot, even though it hasn't made it back in time. So it's really, really important that people try to get those ballots back as soon as possible to ensure it is back to your clerk by 8 p.m. on election day and that it can be counted.
So we've covered a range of ways that a person can cast a ballot and return that ballot to elections officials. How about a person who would like to vote but hasn't yet registered? What documentation, what's the process that they need to engage in to make that happen?
Also a great question. In the state of Wisconsin, you have a lot of options for registering to vote. So if we are more 20 days or more before an election, you have the option to register to vote on myvote.wi.gov. If you have a valid and current Wisconsin driver license and you're able to match all of your information for your voter record to the DMV, then you can actually register to vote online at myvote.wi.gov. You can also register to vote by mail more than 20 days before the election. As we get closer to the election, then you can also register to vote in your municipal clerk's office. So let's say you're doing in-person absentee. You'd be able to register to vote in your clerk's office before you do your in-person ballot. And then, of course, on election day here in the state of Wisconsin, you can register at your polling place for your new address at the polls on election day. When you register to vote, especially those in-person options, you're going to want to bring a couple of things with you. So you always have to have a photo ID that proves who you are, and that's just to get a ballot here in Wisconsin once you're registered. But to get registered, you also need to bring something called a proof of residence, which proves where you live, what your address is, what ballot you're eligible to get. And that can be something like a utility bill or a bank statement. It could even be your Wisconsin ID if your ID has your current address on it. And so as you're going to vote, make sure you've got that photo ID, something like a driver license, to prove who you are. And then if you need to register, if you've changed your name or if you've moved, then you're going to want to make sure you have a proof of residence document, something that proves where you live, like a utility bill or a bank statement.
We're talking with Megan Wolf, Administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, about what you need to know about Wisconsin's voting process ahead of the primary in August. Megan, what kind of, you talked about security measures to make sure that the person who is in front of election staff is the person who's supposed to be casting a ballot. What kinds of other security measures are in place at polling places for both safety and election integrity?
Yeah, another great question. So for all voters in the state of Wisconsin, when you're registering to vote, you have to prove who you are, you have to prove where you live. So registration is the first step. You know, how do you get on the voter list? And that has a lot of security around it to ensure that only eligible voters, people that are 18 years of age, that are U.S. citizens, that have resided at their address for at least 28 days, all of those checks happen during the registration step before you can even be put on the voter rolls. Once you're registered and on the voter rolls, then to make your absentee ballot request or to receive a ballot in person, you again have to show your ID to prove who you are and that you're lawfully registered to vote. You also have to state your name and address publicly when you vote in person. Or when you vote by absentee ballot, your name and address is also going to be announced at your polling place when your ballot's counted on election day. Then you also are going to need to sign the poll book when you go to vote in person. And again, all of these records are used to double check that a person is lawfully registered to vote, that they're eligible to vote, and to ensure that they get the right ballot. And also all of those artifacts are used after the election as audits and canvasses are conducted to ensure that only one vote counts per voter and that only eligible voters have their ballot counted.
We've seen several cases recently of candidates who appear on the ballot. They qualified to be on the ballot, but they've since suspended their campaign. So what options, if any, do voters who may have cast ballots ahead of primary day for candidates who then drop out, what can they do if they say, okay, well, this candidate isn't really running anymore?
Yeah. So once a voter has returned their ballot, they're not able to spoil that ballot and be issued another one if they're voting by absentee. So once you've returned it, you have returned your ballot and you're not able to change your mind or change who you voted for. And so if a voter is thinking that they might not know yet who they want to vote for, who may remain in the primary contest, they may want to wait a little bit until some of that's resolved, because once you've made your decision, you're not able to change your mind.
Okay, so we talked about how people can register to vote. We talked about the different ways to cast a ballot and return a ballot. Now we move forward to election night. When all the ballots are in, the deadline passes to put those back in the hands of election staff. How quickly then do Wisconsinites expect to start to see the results of the primary election? And how does that happen?
Yeah, so unlike other states, in Wisconsin, all the ballots have to be back by 8 p.m. to be counted. But another interesting thing about Wisconsin election law is our clerks actually can't even start to open the absentee ballots, process them, put them into the tabulators until the polls open on election day. And so that means our clerks really just have election day, which is a public process. Anybody can go observe the tabulation of votes in their local community or in communities around Wisconsin. But how long it takes depends on how many ballots there are that need to be counted. What does turnout look like? Those are all factors in how long it takes to process. Because election officials, they're always going to prioritize accuracy, integrity, security of counting those ballots over speed. They have to make sure they get it right. And so it will take as long as it takes to get the job done well.
Whenever there's talk about elections in the U.S. these days, there's also often talk about these proposals to change election laws and rules, like the U.S. Postal Service proposing changes that would require states like Wisconsin to provide the agency with voter lists. There have been calls to withdraw those proposals. But on a practical level, when the Elections Commission hears about an idea for a change like this, does that mean you and your colleagues have to start working on responses or contingency plans, or is it more a wait-and-see kind of scenario?
When there are proposals out there, of course, we have to pay attention to them to make sure that if they were to become law, that we're ready to implement them. But that hasn't happened here. We've seen so much litigation and challenges to some of those federal laws or executive orders that certainly they're not in place. And so as of right now, we're really just focused on running a great election, focused on our state election laws. And for voters, none of those changes that you may hear about at the federal level are actually in place. So they will not impact how you participate in the August primary here in Wisconsin.
Megan Wolf, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Megan Wolf is administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She spoke with host Brady Carlson about what voters need to know about the election process before the primary on August 11th.
And for a look at what the candidates have to say about the issues affecting Wisconsin, you can access WPR's voter guide online at WPR.org.